Good afternoon. A beautiful early autumn day in progress across interior New York and New England with high pressure and control. We are enjoying full sunshine and temperatures rebounding nicely off our morning lows. With sunny skies through the afternoon, highs should reach into the lower to mid 70s on average. Another front will begin to approach tonight. Skies will be partly cloudy and it will stay dry with lows back into the 50s. A dry start to the day on Saturday, even with some sunshine, although clouds will increase and thicken as that front draws closer. Scattered showers and some thunderstorms are possible late Saturday afternoon and into the evening, but not before high temperatures reach into the upper 70s. A new area of high pressure will build in for Sunday and Monday. We'll go back to mostly sunny skies both days with highs near 70. Another front will approach and stall out over the region on Tuesday and Wednesday with scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid to upper 70s, and then much cooler air will start to build in later on next week on Thursday and Friday with highs in the upper 50s to around 60. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the battle of the seasons will be underway across the nation over the next couple of days with much below average temperatures developing from the Pacific Northwest, Great Basin, and California into the Northern Rockies and Northern High Plains, while much above average temperatures will dominate from the Central and Southern Plains into the East. An amplifying mid to upper level low will be the main driver of the cold western United States weather pattern over the next few days as it deepens across the Pacific Northwest and northern Great Basin, spreading much below average temperatures as far south as Southern California and east into the northern high plains. This system will also be responsible for developing a major winter storm across the northern Rockies beginning Friday night and continuing through the weekend. The greatest snowfall totals expected across northwest Montana, where 1 to 3 feet of snow is in the forecast, along with high winds that'll produce blizzard conditions. The opposite of the early season winter weather and record low temperatures over portions of the west will be occurring from the central to southern plains to the east, where summer weather will continue to dominate the first weekend of fall. Widespread, much above average temperatures are expected across these areas, with the beginning of a stretch of potentially record high temperatures lasting into next week for areas from the Southeast, Tennessee Valley, Ohio Valley, and Mid-Atlantic. In between these two anomalous air masses, a cold front will be the focus for heavy rain, isolated flash flooding, and severe thunderstorms on Friday across portions of the Central Plains into the upper Mississippi Valley and Great Lakes. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 103 degrees at Falcon Lake, Texas, to a low of 20 at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-70s, Boston sunny in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the mid-70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 68 degrees, the average low, 47. The record high 89 set in 2017 and the record low 24 in 1947. Sunrise this morning 6:48 a.m. Sunset this evening 6:44 p.m. 11 hours and 56 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and pleasant today with highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and pleasant today with highs in the mid 70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and pleasant today with highs in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and pleasant today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and pleasant today with highs in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds the first half of the day, breezy with increasing humidity, a late-day shower or thunderstorm likely, and highs in the upper 70s. Mostly sunny, near 70 on Sunday. Mostly sunny, lower 70s on Monday. Mostly cloudy Tuesday and Wednesday, a few showers and thunderstorms both days, middle to upper 70s. And after a morning shower, increasing sunshine on Thursday, much cooler, with high temperatures around 60. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.